From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The snowstorm that has been pummeling the plains and the Midwest is now punishing the Northeast. Boston's Logan Airport closed temporarily this morning for the first time this season because of ice, and travelers continue to face cancellations and delays. For New England, this is the second of a 1-2 punch this week, and as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, it follows a series of storms that have already piled snow several feet high.
Even the most hardy New Englanders are being tested by this storm, including snowplow driver Dave Mastrioni, who's been hard at work clearing snow for everyone from churches to private businesses and the city of Newton.
I'm very tired.
And you can't get a break?
Well, we are getting a break. It's raining. I can't plow rain, so I get to go home as soon as I finish cleaning up.
Mastrioni's one of nearly 500 plows on the road in Massachusetts alone, working days that stretch from before dawn to after dark.
Well, it's been about 100 hours of plowing, so that's like 2 years worth. This probably is even with the blizzard of 78. You know, it didn't come all at once, but, you know, for height and depth and no place to put it.
Logan Airport got special permission to dump snow into the adjacent Boston Harbor in case it has to, and Boston city officials are talking about making the same request. Meantime, dump trucks have been hauling snow out of the city to so-called snow farms. Peter Judge of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency says in some places, traffic has been choked down to one lane between the big, fat snowbanks that keep on growing with each successive storm.
This is Groundhog Day, just like the movie. It's just repeated and repeated.
But officials say their biggest worry is not roads, but roofs. In Manchester, Vermont, roofers 20 feet in the air take a sledgehammer to the thick plate of ice covering a school.
Nice. That's my man.
These guys have seen icicles two stories high and thick as a tree trunk. Roofer Dan Harvey says the goal is to shatter as much as possible to free the water and snow trapped behind it before it seeps into buildings or weighs down the roof.
This ice dam in this particular case is probably 3,000 pounds. It's very hazardous.
Dozens of collapses have already been reported from the Midwest to the East Coast, including one at Triton Technologies building in Easton, Massachusetts. Fire Department Captain James Walsh says a small section fell first, giving nearly 200 people just enough time to get out.
Basically, as soon as they had the building evacuated, the rest of the building, the whole roof came down, three walls came down, the whole building basically collapsed.
Crews are also trying to keep up with power lines coming down, and schools remain closed, to the delight of some, like fourth grader Ben Weiss.
Well, last night my brother came like yelling, and he came like running down the staircase, and he was like, snow days.
But with four snow days already, Weiss admits he is getting a bit bored. And don't even ask his mom, Angela, how she feels.
As much as they were cheering, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself.
It's another day of canceled work. Unlike the busy snowplow operators, she's one of the many New Englanders not able to earn a paycheck today. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.